Periodically, we must relearn old lessons. A key such lesson is Franklin's ounce of prevention adage, as relevant today as when Franklin applied it to fire prevention 250 years ago. Vermont has reached a critical juncture. We face some daunting issues we seem unable to fix. We're expedient and well-meaning, but our efforts to tweak our way along are in vain and are now only adding more expense. Politics has evolved from public service into a lucrative career, so there's plenty of blame to go around. But attributing blame has become a political end in itself, defending empty ideologies and distracting us from actually fixing what's broken. Special ed, emergency health care, mental health crisis care, drug rehab, homelessness, environmental degradation, unemployment, incarceration, everywhere we see the exploding costs of remediating our failure to focus on the well-being of people, families, communities, the environment, and the economy. Access to education, health care, housing, and economic self-sufficiency are all predicates to avoiding burgeoning downstream social costs. Yet the prospects for these stabilizing elements have deteriorated over the past 30 years. College is less affordable. There's more insurance coverage, but few can afford it. Housing's beyond the reach of many middle-class families. Young adults now foresee less economic opportunity than their parents did. And we've distracted ourselves with vacuous ideological squabbling. Meanwhile, the severity of social malaise and government mistrust have worsened to a point where we can no longer afford workarounds. As my car dealer once said, it'll cost you more to keep it running than to get a new one. Rather than join the rest of the civilized world, we tried to accommodate every interest in healthcare and are surprised that the ensuing mess isn't working. Our access and quality remain exceptional, but cost, transactional complexity, opaque accounting, for-profit interests, and the fee-for-service system continue to confound good preventative care. We have an insurance network composed of Medicare, Medicaid, ERISA, and the regulated nonprofit Blue Cross that could work as we transition away from fee-for-service to a capitated prevention model. But as long as we tolerate pharma's greed and accommodate commercial insurers, we'll never control healthcare costs, which remain the single largest escalator in all our socioeconomic costs. We must refocus government investments on preventing the gathering storm ahead. And yes, it will cost more in the short term to save substantially in the future. But this ounce of prevention will be well worth it.